And I took that horse from the Golden Lion, 10 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening without a break. But I'm very sorry to say I can't do it now. But all the same, I got my sons here who follow their father's footsteps.
Well, when we hear Dickie Prenter's drum, we sort of, well, we feel that we must be at the Golden Lion and follow the Abiash, you see. It's sort of something which builds up inside of you, and you don't feel content until you are with the ass. And not only that, that doesn't apply only to the members of the party, it applies, I think, to the whole of the original pastoral families. In the fact that rain or fine or whatever happens, we see them out here year after year, the same faces, and they almost got their own little place to stand. And then, well, you can't keep them away. With a double-barrel gun, sort of, there they are. You know they're going to be there. It's sort of more or less a fixture on May Day morning.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
About 80 years ago, there were a number of people in Padstow who thought that they knew best, and they used every means possible to prevent the Abiash coming out. They thought if they could only do it for 1 year, then it could be stopped altogether. You see, just at that time, the Abiash party had got somewhat disreputable. Perhaps there was too much drunkenness. It had certainly got very rough. Padstow was different then from what it is now. There was this faithful band who were determined, despite all the threats and bribery and every persuasion imaginable, they still persisted that they would come out, and they did. And I think we should be very grateful now for their faithfulness in having preserved for us this very ancient custom, which undoubtedly is one of the oldest of its kind in Great Britain.
11 o'clock is 11 o'clock, you see. And when it comes to 11 o'clock, they must go out. And Gran says they can have no more beer after 11 o'clock. What they had before, Anne, well, we're officially open, unofficially and officially open all day long. Well, that's Cornish, you see.
Well, I let them have a pint before they go out, and I let them have two when they come back. Is that right, buddy? That's right. That's right.
Officially and unofficially, we
strike the hour of midnight, our Aussie choir, as we term them, start singing the night song. Unite and unite, and let us all unite, for summer is a coming today, and whither we are going, we will all unite in the merry morning of May. Then it's, I warn you, young men, everyone, for summer is a coming today, to go into the greenwood, fetch the May home in the merry morning of May. Now, our next verse concerns our dear old landlady here, Mrs. Cooch. Rise up, Mrs. Cooch, I know you well and fine, for summer is a come unto day. You have a shilling in your purse, I wish it was in mine, in the merry morning of May. And if you look out of the windows on May the 1st, you'll see Padstow outside of the Golden Lion. And when I say Padstow, I mean Padstow. Padstow. Padstonian.
She'll cast a partner with her daddy all night. Hey. Well, she hauled my asses, but she took him too far away. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Spot. think I hurt myself. I'm always looking to someone else. I can't remember my last good day, my last good night out anyway. But hey, I know I can if I can find the time, if I can just see what I'm doing. Another year just passed me by. Is this the road to ruin? They all grow older and stay inside. Or watch TV, my friends all died. Or move or something, don't look the same. That guy next door, hey, what's his name? No, I know I can if I can find the time. If I can just see what I'm doing. Another year's just passed me by. Is this the road to ruin? Like Joe DiMaggio, won't wear that size 6 formal gown, won't move to the other side of town. But hey, I know I can if I can find the time, if I can just see what I'm doing. Another year's just passed me by. Is this the road to ruin?
Curveball. How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Please again. Now take- Revolution rock. parties, anything. And Bongo Jam's a speciality.
Stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie. Tables turning now. Her time to cry.
preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of today.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Smile. scream. Let me out tomorrow. Take me higher. Push around people. Turn away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Why?